team is? Okay, I've just never heard anybody refer to that before. I have some other just
keep going
grammatical things there. On page 3, under training, 5 years of strong administrative support. I don't know that you can define the word strong, and knowing us when it comes to lawsuits, I think it would be better if you took the word strong out of there.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Page 3, under training, strength requirement.
So just 5 years of administrative support?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's some other, let me see here. Okay, the last one. This is still page 2, but the end of the top portion, the part in red. Manage recreation programs, town event marketing, the rental of town facilities, and special events to include supervision of event marketing coordinator and recreation coordinator. I really think, except for the supervision, these should not be your job. They're way, way too time consuming. I'm afraid we could end up having the staff doing one thing, you doing another thing. I think that all of those activities, managing recreation programs, event marketing, which we now have a marketing person to do, rental of town facilities, which we have a rental person to do, and special events, which we have two people to do, should be the duties of one or both of those individuals and not our town clerk.
When you manage, that means you manage. That doesn't mean you have to do all of them.
That's right.
So, like, I'm a manager of maintenance at Corning. I manage the supervisor of people, but I don't. No, that's all written in my job description at Corning.
Then you need to list in here every single solitary thing those people are doing, not just these. I'm really afraid that our town clerk is going to end up like she did this spring and putting the entire festival together. She put the entire ribbon cutting together. She pretty much put the Christmas thing together along with the hagglers. That should not be her job. She has more than enough to do already. And I think supervising those two positions more than covers listing every single thing they do. And those things should be included under their job descriptions, not under her job descriptions. Okay. I feel very, very strongly about that. And I would also like to say, at some point, I think this needs to be a separate department by itself. And I have believed ever since I took this position, the finance officer needs to be a separate department by himself, and I think he's been here long enough that we need to start that discussion and make that happen. Now, when you look over here at the finance officer, I feel very, very strongly that under training requirements, we need to require, do you have a college degree?
Yes.
Okay, we need to require a college degree. It says finance officer, doesn't it?
It says finance specialist.
It says finance specialist. Oh, that is not you. Oh, okay, that's okay. I was afraid they had you down with a high school degree. Okay, and we need to take Progress Energy out of here and either change that every time they change their name or call it the electrical utility company. Okay, under the parks and recreation. Okay. First of all, deputy town clerk is also maintaining the town's emergency plan. That's kind of hard to do when you're in two separate offices. It should probably be one or the other.
But which one do you recommend? Which one?
Well, Nancy can decide whether she wants to maintain it or Nancy Hewitt is maintaining it.
Okay.
It needs to be one of them, not both of them. That could get very confusing for the next head of our emergency thing. Okay. This comes under utilities manager. Is that Denise? Okay, utilities manager. This may just start a discussion. I'm not sure this is something we can cure tonight, but under collecting fees, this is on page 2, halfway down the page, on doing fees, and Mr. Batson, you need to listen to this. Don't be texting anybody right now. Okay, privilege license fees, franchise fees, permit fees. Do all these permit fees, are they your permit fees, or do we have other people doing permit fees, like the fire department or public works, or do all permit fees, are they stuff you would do?
All permit fees pretty much run through my office, other than privilege licenses.
Okay, well, here it says somebody else is taking care of all the permit fees.
Do you take them to the bank and enter into
the agreement? That's where I was getting to. I charge the fees that are attached to my building permit, but when she actually handles the money or the checks, she codes those to the direct, the correct line items.
That's where everything gets recorded and things get prepared.
Okay, does she work for you or does she, I guess she works for Nancy?
I would say both of us. I mean, really.
Okay, what I'm getting at is whenever we take money in anywhere in any department, does it go through her? Because that means the answer will determine what my next question is.
To a certain extent, yes. But we also have, Mandy can also take in money too. But the preparation of the deposit, Denise takes care of that.
Okay. At some point, because the work is getting to be overwhelming in Mr. Batson's department, he's going to have a full-time clerical person there. And I'm wondering if anything in this paragraph, particularly privilege license fees, can be taken care of completely out of his department in the near future. And one of these says, maintain a privilege license database, should be comma, including entering new accounts and current information, prepare annual billing. That should be in your department, not somebody up here who doesn't work with you, doesn't know what you're doing or anything else. I mean, if you see people out there that should be paying a privilege license, you've got to go to somebody else's secretary to get that taken care of, and you shouldn't. You should have your own clerical staff taking care of that paragraph. So at some point, I would like to see that changed. And on the third page, the very first paragraph up there, should have a working knowledge of yada, 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 privilege licenses. You know, that wouldn't be necessary if that individual didn't have to do that.
Well, because we don't have that person, it is necessary right now. And if we're going to add people, we just adopted a budget which added people, so the right time for that to be discussed in depth would be starting in January and moving through the
budget process. Okay, we have a part-time person there now. Is there any reason why she can't do that? Take over the privilege licenses?
I'd have to sit down and think about it and go over this with Nancy. I mean, it's catching me by surprise.
Okay.
And then we have to look at the controls over the handling of the
okay.
So it's a couple different things
right now,
rather than just
because ever since I've been here, it's been his responsibility to see to it that people are have a privilege license.
But he doesn't print the privilege license.
Right, there's a lot more to it than just that. Right.
Well, there's a lot of things he does that he doesn't print. You know, Josie prints them. Anyway, okay, that one maybe is for something to think about in the future. Okay, let's see. I thought I had something else in here. I guess most of all the things that we talked about with the town clerk that's recreation oriented, I think should be in the recreation department. And one of my questions is grants. Those two staff people have been with us for many months now. How many grant applications have they written, and how many grants have we received as a result of that, Nancy?
They've written none, and we received one from New Hanover County Parks and Recreation from our association with them through the America the Beautiful Cigarette campaign that paid for one of our cigarette butt containers down at the park, and some all of the free giveaways. There's not been the time for them to write grants. They've been running programs at the park and at Joey's park.
Okay, because if we're going to continue to pay for all these programs and all these activities, and one of them is assigned to be a grant writer, that individual needs to get on the stick here and find some to apply for. Okay.
And that being said,
so do we want the changes to come back out? How do we want to move forward, right? So,
can I make a comment?
Yes.
You can't have employees if you don't have somebody supervising them, which is a staff position. We don't have a separate recreation department that I'm aware of, and council wants to vote tonight to set up a separate recreation department with a department head other than myself. That's what you need to do. But to remove my managing the two new staff people that we just got hired from the job description, who's going to manage them? You're going to have to appoint somebody else to do that.
Well, I think right now we just need to address the grammatical errors. Everything else needs to be discussed during the budget process. If we're going to change departments and have different department heads,
well,
and individual
I didn't
employees,
say we had to
let
change.
Let Steve finish.
I didn't
then
say
we
had
Steve
to
finish it. Then.
Okay, I didn't say we had to change it. I even said even if you're going to supervise, that's fine. But all those details should not be listed in your job description, because you could very well either end up being responsible for those or take advantage of doing
them. I am responsible for them. I'm the department head. All of this takes place under my department. I'm responsible for everything in finance and administration. And now the two, one and a half person that are doing the recreational program.
So you're it's going to be in charge of the festival next spring? You're going
that's
to be in charge. So
I
just, I don't want to see that happen again.
Well, maybe she needs to go ahead and delegate more, but being working for a small town, she wears many hats.
And
I mean, I've worked for small towns and big towns, and there's one guy in charge of the toilet paper and one guy in charge of the toilet seat. In this situation, we don't have that luxury.
Yeah, but it also is not written that specifically. You know, you either supervise, that is part of the supervision, is seeing to it that those things happen.
So
if you're going to name two or three things that you want to do, you should name everything in their thing that you are going to maintain and oversee. You can't have it both ways.
I think it's working pretty
well.
Well,
it says that I will manage, so I just need to change that to supervise.
Yeah, you actually can put it, you can break that.
Detail. They have complete separate job descriptions.
Then change
Nancy,
it to
you can
supervise.
Break that down to one sentence, I think, just saying supervision of events marketing coordinator and recreation coordinator position, period. That's it. You supervise.
And that's what I suggested.
And that takes care of it. One sentence. Same says the same thing, just less words.
Do we have a motion to have her do that, or do we need it? Are we just discussing it, Nancy, or what?
Yeah, so did you keep track of the changes that Emily?
I can give all these to her.
So I make a motion with the change of sentence, the red sentence on page 2 of the town clerk to supervise the two positions, and the grammatical errors that that Emily pointed out, including the removal of strong on page 3, for the administrative support to approve the job descriptions.
I have one more follow-up, Sean. I mean, this is a town clerk job description.
Yeah, I understand. I think Emily's point is council's going to have to evaluate that, and we don't need anyone second guessing what's strong or not.
Yes, something happens to you and we don't hire somebody and they go to court over what does the word strong mean.
It's not
worth it.
The council's got to pick someone with 5 years of experience and they should evaluate it as strong. But if we don't want to get in a fight with that, I sort of agree with her on that one, because you can't quantify that. She said 5 years with more than 50 people. Okay, that's different, but you said strong, and everybody's got a different word. So the council, whenever you retire, will have to pick someone with 5 years of experience, and hopefully it will be strong. They'll pick the best candidate. So my motion is still out there waiting.
And that's only for the town clerk. There's no other order.
Grammatical changes.
I'll give you all of it. Anybody have a paper?
David, would you like to make a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the job descriptions.
I got it.
With grammatical corrections, as well as the correction of the managed recreation programs to just be supervised, the event marketing coordinator and recreation coordinator positions on page 2, and to remove strong on page 3 from the town clerk position.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. Okay, Craig.
You stand up.
Thanks. Island Day. Now, we would like permission to close Atlantic Avenue from K to L and K Avenue east of Fort Fisher Boulevard late Saturday, September 28th, and all day Sunday, September 29th, for Island Day. And Island Day will be from 1 to 5. What's the council's recommendation?
Make a motion to approve that.
I second it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
No.
Okay. Would you like to have a little something to say about that, David? Or
you already passed it.
Okay. Yeah, you already passed it.
Well, you can still talk. I mean,
we're not
that stringent, Chuck.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're not that stringent, but anyway.
We'd have to take it off the ballot.
Okay.
Right.
Permission to allow Carolina Beach Fire Departments to grill freebie hot dogs. Now, John, the fire chief at Carolina Beach, said y'all made $500 or $600 doing this last year.
Yeah, normally I've handled it the last 2 years.
And he volunteered you to pick up all the stuff.
I've handled it the last couple of years along with a bunch of other guys.
But y'all made that much in your contribution?
We just put on there a donation, dollar donation for a hot dog, but it's free.
Okay, and the hot dog chips.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
John, you can probably answer. Freebie hot dogs. I mean, this is just to help the lifeguard and the fire department? Or
yeah, it goes to fire.
Where will it be held? What will they do?
Craig will get involved in that in just a second.
Okay.
If you'll wait just a second. But approve up to $1,000 in parks and recreation budget for the event. Carolina Beach is putting in $1,000, the Boardwalk Association is putting in $1,000, and we would like to put in $1,000 to round it out to about $3,000 so they can pay for the bands and everything.
Pay for what?
The bands.
Where does this money come from?
Parks and Rec budget.
Parks and Rec budget.
Well, I mean, they're also a committee, does it?
Yeah, it comes from the
committee.
Well, Parks and Rec is set up, just their budgets will set up a little bit different. So there's we have amounts for Parks and Rec activities, which is where this will come from.
Okay.
So
you're going to take B? You're going to take them separately? B and C?
Yes. A, permission to close.
You already did that one.
B, permission to allow Carolina Beach Fire Departments to grill freebie hot dogs.
Four donations. I make a motion we approve that.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Approve $1,000 from Parks and Recreation budget for the event. And like I said, Carolina Beach has had it for 3 years. It's about time we did it. So.
Okay, I make a motion.
And we paid for this all 3 years? We put in the last 2 years?
I don't believe we have participated in the cash outlay in the last
2 years.
Okay.
Now, our intent for that money is to provide activities. One, we have a list of these activities right now. One of the activities is ponies, and we like to put the ponies on the beach for kids to enjoy the water with the ponies. We would also like to, we'll have sack races, we're going to have some arts and crafts. Things to do with mugs, where you pull out the inserts of the mugs and the kids can put their handprint in it and put it back in, you know, and give it to mom, stuff like that. So we figure we would probably spend somewhere between $500 to maybe $800 on the cost of particular activities. Dealing with children, they're free to the town, they're free to the participants, but of course we're going to have to pay to get the supplies. We're going to have to pay to probably handle the ponies if we're allowed to do the ponies.
Right. So,
you're in charge of ponies.
Ponies aren't allowed on town streets, I don't think. Right? Andy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
There's an ordinance. Horses are not allowed on town streets. The only reason I know it is because my grandfather made it happen because there was a citizen that had a horse and was tearing up the streets in the summer because of the softness of the streets. So they can be on the beach, I'm asking, Andy. I don't know the ordinance well enough to know.
I
just know it is an ordinance.
On the beach. I think no animals on the
beach. No animals on the beach?
I think there's no livestock allowed on the beach, but so we would need permission.
Oh, there's a livestock ordinance. Nice.
Something like livestock.
That was from the cow.
And no roosters either.
Yeah, I know about roosters. That one almost caused a fight in the council chamber. Okay. So you need a C. So let's do C for the money and then let's talk about the horse because you got
to approve up to $1,000 from Parks and Recreation budget for the event.
But we already did that.
Somebody
has a question.
$1,000 here was strictly for bands and that kind of thing. If you're looking at another $800 or $900, you should probably double it.
I was going to say, we are not, I guess you're going to pile all the bills together and then we're going to divide it among the four. But Carolina Beach right now is making arrangements for whatever music. And
so this will cover your activities?
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
This will cover our activities.
Good job. I want to try to keep a straight answer.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are there going to be any food vendors there?
The only food, everything there is, the only food vendor there would be the hot dogs.
I bet they had a popcorn and maybe a cotton candy.
Ice cream or something like that.
Actually, I mean,
the hot dogs, don't get me wrong, I'm for the hot dogs.
What they'll do is, we'll take donations of ice cream, maybe ice cream bars, and we'll give them out to people who want them until they're gone. And then we have cotton
It's one to five.
Well, what I'm looking at, coming out with it, I just want to make sure. I'm willing to donate hot dogs. I mean,
right.
You got that.
John turned around and get his name.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, right. I have no problem with that. I'm good on a lot of things.
Good.
You heard that. It's a donation.
There's a limit on how many hot dogs.
So make a motion to approve $1,000.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Now.
No livestock.
Horses don't.
Yeah.
Hey. So Andy, what do we have to do to allow them to have horses for 1 to 5 on Sunday the 28th?
Well, we'll probably have horses for only 2 hours.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll give you the whole
cost. Right.
Yeah.
Horses are but all over. What are you going to do as far as insurance?
The guy has to have it, his insurance.
Well, yes.
You'll have to have his own insurance.
Yeah.
They're just little slow ponies that, you know, walk around. Okay, David, did you want to make another motion?
No. Someone else got to make this one, granddaddy.
I make a motion.
Your granddaddy did it.
That's right. He's gonna pay attention.
He can come by and get a free hot dog.
You also need to understand that the critical habitat thing for turtles does not allow any animals at all on the beach. Wildlife, dogs, cats, anything. So we'd be going against everything we're supporting.
I think the turtles are going.
Are there any nests?
I think the turtles are going.
Not by September 28th.
All funds we have, they could be there from October. And we just got all that stuff out there about the water being contaminated.
That's when you make the motion.
Someone I'd like to make a motion that we allow parties on the beach from 1 to 5 p.m.
And the mayor will be there with the shovel.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna have and the vendor's responsible to clean up.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, I'll second the motion with adding the vendor's responsible for cleaning up.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
And then you can give us
proof
of
insurance. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, proof of insurance, too.
Does it have to have a rider, Andy? Will it have to have a rider, including the town, like the community center has to? Is it insurance? We have to have the rider on that includes the town.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, sir.
There is some alcohol that can be free.
Free alcohol. Good.
Craig, thank you.
Craig, have you contacted animal rights?
No.
Do we need to?
Put that on your list.
Okay. Native plantings in Curie Beach. Swear.
Okay. We've had such a good response about our little garden out here, although I noticed when I got back in town, one of the plants died. So
something
I'm sure
digging it up.
Denise is, replacing that one. But I've just, everywhere I go, even outside of this town, I've had so many people say, I'm so glad Curie Beach is taking on something like this. And so I would like to have a town policy that whenever we do plantings in common areas, we use only native plants, and we recommend to the residents and businesses in Curie Beach that they try to use native plants. We don't require them. We just ask them if they will consider that, and we can give them places they can contact for that information, starting with Ag Extension.
Palm trees count, right?
No.
So we got to correct all that.
I noticed there are a lot of them in town dying, too.
Yeah, and all you guys got to rip up your yards because none of that's native.
And that's you say?
Oh, mine is.
Mine is.
I'm not native.
But we would not require people.
Right,
to do
no,
that.
I
but it
I
would be
being
nice
suspicious.
In, it would be nice in common areas if we would use native plants in the future and recommend to our residents that they consider doing likewise.
No,
we don't. Right. Okay.
But as we'll say, the committees usually that are planning something have always taken that into consideration.
Well, at one time we planted a bunch of non-native stuff and all died. So I think Sonny has learned. I don't even think Sonny planted it, but there were trees that were planted down that just didn't make it on E Avenue because they were not native.
Part of that is they may be native, but the salt air burns them up.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the problem.
I don't really understand why corn flowers are native. I don't think they are, no.
Yeah, they're indigenous to southeast.
They were indigenous on the way down here by somebody's car.
They
didn't start growing here.
They attract butterflies and bumblebees.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that the town plant only native plants in common areas and recommend to residents that they do likewise.
Do I have a second?
Well, I would like to hear from Sonny, who's left, if for like holding sand around swell areas and these ditches, if there's some outside plant that's the best thing for that, we should be able to do that. So I don't know. I want to understand the impact of that policy to public works before I would say
put it off till next month. And
if you could just send him information on it and tell him, can you tell council if this is if there's issues with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think the building inspector cares, but I think public works there could be some issues around ditches or something potentially, right?
Tony, you had a question or an answer or something.
And no disrespect,
see you. This area by the flagpole, it does look pretty bad.
And it will for the first year until those things start blooming out. I will tell you, I went to the Botanical Gardens in Columbia, South Carolina this spring, and I was there about 12 or 13 years ago, and what they had done was absolutely beautiful. When I went back, it looked like a dump because everybody thought they had to cover every inch of ground with a plant. And when they did, it grew into each other, it grew all over, and the woman there tending it said, the board members who don't know anything about planting made this decision. If they had left it, it would have been okay. That will spread, that will blossom, it will grow, right.
Well, something's out there digging in it anyway.
Before the town makes a decision on spending all this money for plants, maybe we should wait and hold off and see how this area develops.
Well, Emily's not saying spend any money. No. She's just saying it's a policy of the town to use
the town
these plants,
area,
which I support.
And this thing doesn't work out.
I'm in support of what she's saying. I just want to make sure there's not specific plants that the public works director wants to bring in that are not indigenous, because I don't want to lock him out if he's doing it for a specific reason. That's the issue for me.
I agree. Maybe they're going to table it until he talks. She talks.
We're bringing in Kudzu.
There you go. Property owners.
I'm sorry.
Ma'am.
Consensus was to table it.
Table it until Emily has a discussion with Sonny.
Okay.
Property owners using properties for paid parking, zoning restrictions, permits, traffic control, etc. Yours, Ms. Swearingen?
I think all of us received a letter from one of our residents about parking on the corner of Alabama and Fort Fisher, where the motel used to be. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is that zoned?
RA3.
Okay. So it does allow business?
Yes, residential business district, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it limited on the types of business? I mean, is parking one of the businesses allowed?
It goes into a list of permitted uses. Parking lot is not an exact list, permitted list, permitted use, no ma'am.
Okay. There are two sides to this, but I think we need to address it. On one hand, this town desperately needs parking, especially on big holidays like 4th of July. And if somebody is willing to give that to the town and they're making something off of it, I don't have a problem, but I do want to see them get a privilege license. On the other hand, if it's a traffic problem, and Dennis has identified it as a traffic problem because they're not directing people in and out of that parking lot like they should. Maybe it should be on Alabama instead of Fort Fisher. I don't know what the issue was. Or if it's not an allowable business in that neighborhood, and I think maybe that was another concern of that woman, then maybe we shouldn't allow it unless they come in and ask for that to be changed. But I wanted to throw it out there and let you guys.
I remember three, maybe 4 years ago when John asked permission to let the guy use it for a parking lot. And John, you going to address that when Johnny Davis asked you?
Property owners asked me a number of times that it's okay for him to use this property in a parking lot. It's a residential business zoning. It doesn't specifically say parking lots in the ordinance as permitted use, but it could be interpreted to include that. You know, there's only 3 days a year, this is a huge issue. Property owner pays a lot of taxes on that property. It came to me and asked, can I buy a car there and charge $5 a piece? I said, sure, I don't have a problem with that.
So he does not do this every weekend?
No, ma'am. This is Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day.
And there's a public parking lot across the street.
There's a public parking lot and a public restroom facilities for the town of Carolina Beach across the street.
Yes, no.
The whole purpose of this, I mean, in my opinion, I thought it would be a preference really to alleviate parking issues.
This takes away from people parking along the roadside, blocking egress to people's property, freeing up police from having to do any kind of parking or traffic enforcement. Apparently, over the July 4th weekend, police department had quite a bit of issues with the congestion in that area.
This was the biggest 4th of July police departments that they had.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be busy no matter what those 3 days. So, you know, we can tell this guy no for next year and see what happens. But then again, he's looking at developing it before long anyway. So.
Well, it's not next year, it's Labor Day, right? It's in 2 weeks.
Sure. I made a call to him and told him there's been complaints. I told him that he very well may not be able to do this anymore.
Well, is there
a way? The other issue that popped up this year was that additional properties along the beach tried to start doing the same thing. One in particular that has been rectified and will not happen anymore.
On K Avenue, also, there's a house that's doing that. On K Avenue, he's selling, you know, he puts up a sign, $5 for parking. I mean, he has a little front, but it's right on K Avenue.
Could you talk to this guy about maybe the possibility of directing the traffic in and out on Alabama instead of Fort Fisher Boulevard? Maybe that's...
I thought he did.
Well, I've already spoken to him about recommending the process and what he's trying to do. I guess since you brought it up and we've had residents voice an issue, a concern over it, I'm looking for council direction at this point.
Right.
Okay.
I would let him have the privilege of asking him to get a privilege license and run it as a business and let him keep doing it.
I can put stipulations on allowing him to do this.
Right.
Or we can tell him not to.
They can park the cars all the way down the street and block everybody's yard.
It's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
Free parking everywhere. If they want to pay, them pay.
Well, guys, you know, when a resident brings up an issue like this, we need to address it.
I have to note that the resident didn't email me. She emailed y'all.
Yeah. So have we had other complaints for all and other issues?
Nope.
Or is this make a motion we direct him to have his entryway on Alabama Avenue, and he asked permission to do it Labor Day weekend. And then we'll regroup for next year. So tell him we don't know about next year, but the Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
And a privilege license.
Yeah, he needs a privilege license.
Yeah. Thank you.
A second.
I can't second myself.
I second it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, John. Andy,
we're
going to go into closed session.
No, she said no. We already
know. No. This is,
we postponed the next one.
No.
Oh.
Huh? Okay. Well, you're going to bring Steve up.
Thank Chuck.
But we have to, if you got a reason at all, could we have one?
What?
If you can come up with a reason for a closed meeting, can we have a short meeting?
You got to come up with a reason. That was awesome.
Well, he said he had one. I thought
we want to bring Steve up today.
Do you have a reason?
Bring Steve up today.
Something wants to.
No, would you like to have one?
Address. We can if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay. What, ladies and gentlemen, we're going into closed session for a reason. Yeah. Have a motion going into closed session?
I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
I second it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
For attorney consultation.
Hold the fort down there, Kevin. Oh, yeah. Hold.
Soon.
What in the world?
Okay, first we have to come out. Make a motion when we come out of closed session.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Now. The plaque.
Well, before I finish, so no decisions were made in the closed session. It was an attorney updating us on the current legal matter. Right? Nancy? Okay, good. Now go ahead.
Now, the plaque in front of Steve. Okay, do we want?
It was seconded and all that.
Second. Yes, seconded by Chuck.
Chuck.
Do we want to hang it in this building or do we hang it at the park? Sonny said it's either place.
I don't care.
What's your whole?
Well, I mean, I need to know something.
Is it weatherproof?
Yeah, it's fairly weatherproof. Yeah. It'll turn a little green, but it'll look cool.
Yeah.
I'm following the park.
I voted for the park.
I like it because it'll say Progress Energy and it'll say Duke Energy down there. Yeah. And I like Progress Energy, so.
So we got.
I make a motion for the park.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Thing. Aye. Thank you.
Make a motion to close this fun meeting.
Adjourn.
Go talk to him.
Second. He got a second.
Oh, this one's heavy.
Yeah.
Dean said aye. We all said aye.
There he is.
Oh, well, I usually say aye.
And kumbaya.
How was the orientation?
It was all right. We found his classrooms. We met his teachers and stuff. You know,
stuff like that.
He's in the bathroom.
He's older. He might have to go to the bathroom. He's getting older. So it's good, huh? So you get all the classes. So he's in the ninth grade, too?
Ninth grade, yeah.
Nice. So they don't matter in the same school.
Oh, he was hitting the brakes behind us.
Really?
Yeah, Madison, ninth grade.
Okay.
Yeah, Ashley. No, was he in middle school before?
Yeah, he was.
Why did I ever see you there? Because they're all the time.
No.
Band practice.